Cork have been there, you know, without talking them up. You know, I think they've won three National Leagues or four National Leagues, whatever it is, you know. They feel they probably slipped up last year against Mayo in their performance, you know. It's gonna take a performance. You know, I feel with more quality, you know, maybe more energy, more intensity than the Kerry game. You know, Cork have a phenomenal ball winning ability. We have to got to try to curtail that. They've got, you know, six good forwards and another couple on the bench, you know. But it's going to take, to be honest, I think the performance of the last 18 months or 20 months, you know, to beat them. I don't think anything else will do.
And there has been a lot of work in that 18 months.
Yeah, again, you know, we'd like to think we've worked harder than anybody else in the last 18, 20 months. I suppose Cork have been on the road 3 or 4 or 5 years under Conor, 5 years, I think, under Conor Coonan now. But, you know, we'd like to think if we play to our strengths and we produce our A game, we're good enough to beat anybody in the country, you know.
You've learned a lot as management and as players from that and from the intervening campaign that you've just had as well.
Yeah, we have. You know, Chris, we knew last year we were far from the finished article. We were very focused on just getting over the line in every single game, and that probably led to what's perceived as very unattractive football. We definitely would have took it on board. We'd looked at Dublin, looked at the previous All-Irelands and what they do to win. And well, we can't copy any team. We are our own team. You've seen, you know, with varying degrees of success, we try different things in the league. Some worked, some didn't. You'll find the way we're playing is not a whole lot different to last year. We're definitely getting scores a wee bit easier, and that's something we want to continue to do, but at the same time keep very tight at the back.
What about your own role? Is it a role you're enjoying? I mean, you seem to be anyway.
Yeah, Chris, I love it. You know, I've always been football mad. I can't see a stage in my life where I'm not going to be involved in Gaelic football. I get a lot of flack for being involved with X amount of clubs, blah blah blah, but I feel I've been very fortunate. You know, wherever I've worked and lived, I've always been able to get involved in Gaelic football, and I was lucky enough to get the chance with Jim. You know, Peter McGinley was unfortunately not able to go forward with him, and he gave me a shout, and it's something that I really enjoy, and there's no doubt this time of year is what you enjoy most.
The likes of Frank McGlynn, Anthony Thompson, Mark McHugh, they do seem to have that bit more attacking freedom, if you will.
Aye, they are, and I suppose there'd be a perception that last year we had the handbrake on them not to go forward. That was never the case. Maybe we were a little cautious, there's no doubt about that, but we realised we had to be getting scores. So the good thing about having great forwards like Murphy and McFadden inside, they usually suck bodies to them, and it gives those lads the space to run into, and they've developed as well. A lot of it's down to the individuals themselves improving as footballers and gaining more confidence and belief, and I think the whole package has moved on.
I suppose a lot of people see Mark McHugh as being the key to the Donegal. Well, is that something you would agree to? I mean, you know, in that role he plays, I mean, he's been playing exceptionally.
Yeah, he's playing very well. You know, he's a good footballer. You know, he's got a great engine. But it was one of the key things about Mark. You know, he uses the ball very well. But we know, I suppose, this, like people say, you know, Murphy or Lacey are key. There's no one individual. Like, if Mark's out another day, there will be somebody else to step into his role. He plays a very unique role, so he is, you know, and I think he obviously playing it very well. Like, we were very happy with his performance last year, but he's moved it on to another level, and hopefully we would like to believe there's more improvement in him, you know.